should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, is time for the Republic to resist the enslavement by the parasitic usurers. It's time for the people to stand up, create their own monetary systems, and finally, finally become sovereign. This is Mountain Hours Local Currency Revolution Radio. My name is Wayne Walton, and today we have an excellent show with an excellent guest, and that is Bill Still. And everybody knows in the monetary reform movement, Bill Still is the name in monetary reform, and he is the creator of the Money Masters and the Secrets of Oz. The most well-known and understood documentaries out there about the monetary system. And it really, those documentaries expose the fraud of the gold system, and we're really excited to have him on today. Also, in addition to that, you know, this is all about monetary reform. This entire broadcast is about monetary reform, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Please come experience a monetary system, Mountain Hours, and that's with our event, Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That's Independence Weekend, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado, with the guests of Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks. We'll have musical guests, Jordan Page, will actually be our guest tomorrow. Additionally, the Wandering Monks and Tisha Cassida and David Justice. So please buy tickets. They're $75 for the 3-day event, RockyMountainPuff.com, Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. You can actually use the local currency while you're here and see how a local currency works. We're actually doing this. We're not talking. We are doing. And who has done more for the monetary reform movement than Bill Still? I mean, he's certainly one of the biggest names, and we have him on today. And we're going to get a bunch of questions asked that I've got lined up from I posed them on my Facebook earlier in the week. And we're going to ask some of those of Mr. Still. And, you know, where does things go from here? What is the state of the monetary reform movement? Are we winning or losing? I think we're winning, and it's coming very widely known as things devolve between both parties that the bankers are the real sovereigns, and I think that's abundantly apparent to anybody that has any sort of gray matter. So we are really looking to get in, and obviously that's the focus of this entire show, is not only talking about monetary reform, but affecting monetary reform. And there's a lot of systems out there, and because the people who control those systems, they know that if they control that, they control the whole game. So there's monstrous disinformation in the monetary reform movement. Even in the patriotic community, there's monstrous disinformation. So we'll be right back after this break with Bill Still. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace on the name of peace. Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear, and the reason we do is because engineered scarcity through a corrupt monetary system is why we don't experience heaven on earth. The fundamental reason that we live in pain and fear, war, famine, lack, all of these things are a symptom of monetary corruption. And the biggest name in the reform movement, the most widely known name, is Bill Still, and he's our guest today. Bill Still, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Outstanding, outstanding. Thank you for being on the show, and we're very excited to have you. And I just was recently watching your video from Philadelphia that the Public Banking Institute.
Right.
Yeah, and that was good information in there. I really enjoyed your expose on the flawed thinking in the gold solution. Can you elaborate on that for the listeners?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I just want to thank you for this nifty T-shirt I got in the mail. I didn't put two and two together until I came on the show while I was waiting for the show to fire up. Yeah, I'll be happy to tape some type of a promo for you.
Well, that's exciting to hear that Bill Still is a member of the Mountain Hours Revolution.
And why didn't you invite me to your Breckenridge conference? That's that would be interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, you are invited. I quite honestly, I've been funding this all out of my pocket, and I'm putting, in the same way that you've over a very long period of time, what did Money Masters come out in 1992 or 95 or so?
95, yeah.
Yeah, like this is, it's a commitment of passion when you get into this, and there's, you're very lucky to be able to even just self-finance. And the money's just melting away faster than I can support bringing the people I'd want to in entirety, you know. But you're certainly welcome. We'd love to have you. And how about we'll get into that a little bit after this, because we want to hear what you have to say. I like I said, especially on the gold issue, because in the patriotic community, the biggest piece of brainwashing ever committed is the solution of the Rothschild's gold system.
Yeah, you know, gold has never served in any nation and any point of history to empower the middle class, to empower the little guys. Why is that? I mean, just think about this, you know, in very simple terms. Gold is concentrated money. In order for money to effectively serve the public interest, it has to be deconcentrated, deconsolidation of power to the maximum extent that is politically practical. So in other words, you can't have any commodity backing for money, because the rich guys of the world, anything that's traded electronically, the rich guys of the world would immediately buy up the backing for that money. Can you imagine what would happen in the gold futures market as some type of a gold-backed money bill logged its way through the U.S. Congress? And the futures would have gold at $50,000 an ounce, especially when the rumor started circulating more widely that there was no gold left in Fort Knox. So it's a terrible way to run a money system. And, in fact, the British tried to control the American colonies back before formal warlike hostilities began here in the colonies, by forcing America onto a gold-backed money system. Why? Because we didn't have any gold. And so that concentrated the money power in their hands. We were doing a great job here in the colonies of printing for ourselves our own paper money. And, in fact, Benjamin Franklin said that the British forcing us back onto a gold-backed money system was the main cause for the American Revolution, because everybody knew that within 1 year of that edict, we were plunged back into the Depression. Why? Because suddenly we didn't have any money, just as if you today, all of your checking account money or whatever kind of money was wiped out in a single stroke, you know, you'd get kind of mad about it. So gold has never worked to serve the public interest. And only a debt-free, government-issued note. I mean, you said it just as well as I could say it in your lead-in to the show.
Yes, it's in the Bible. It's the borrower is slave to the lender, and the only time the United States has been out of debt is a brief period of time under Jackson, and therefore that was the only time it was ever truly sovereign. Essentially because it was embracing debt-based, you know, the people did not have gold and silver, therefore they borrowed gold and silver from the parasitic usurers. Therefore, the usurers were the real sovereigns, just as they are right now. And what do you find that when you are describing your reform policies, is that the largest battle that you have to deal with in the brainwashing of the solution of gold and silver as being the proper reform? Is that the primary battle that you sort of have to undo?
Yeah, that's I think we could win this battle in a few weeks if we could just get the gold and silver money guys to to have in Utah. That's why I'm always invited to the Utah Monetary Reform Conference, which I'm the only monetary reformer there. Everybody else is a gold bug, but that's okay because we just agree to disagree. We agree on 95% of everything, which is basically that the quantity of money is out of the control of we the people and in the control of them, the banking class. And so all we disagree on is how do you fix that? And these gold bug Austrian economics folks have just kind of taken the reins in the reform movement for the past 4 or 5 decades here in the United States, and that's why the monetary reform solution kind of disappeared from view. I mean, when you talked about monetary reform back in the late 1800s, I mean, they were talking about exactly the same solution you and I are talking about. You know, they knew gold was bad. I mean, when William Jennings Bryan ran for president in 1896, he ran against William McKinley, who openly ran as the gold money candidate, where Bryan was for silver money. Not that silver is the perfect solution today, but back then it was very much more difficult to control the quantity of silver because we were mining so much of it in the West, and there was no electronic trading. So it pumped additional liquidity into the system that would have been very difficult to control, and that's why the bankers were against it. That's why McKinley ran as the gold money candidate, and he won. And then they even further consolidated their control with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. So gold doesn't work, never has worked, never will work, except if you're in the banking class. And it works great for you because it consolidates the money power into very few hands. And if you're one of those hands, then you've got it made.
Yeah. You know, to that point, your book is No National Debt, which by definition means no national debt means sovereignty. And that means you are sovereign, as opposed to Ron Paul's book is End the Fed. End the Fed does not mean the United States is sovereign. Do you agree with that position?
Right. The name of my book, incidentally, is No More National Debt, in case people look for it. And I'll just put in a shameless plug here, and that you can find it on BillStill.com, or you can get it off of Amazon.com. It's No More National Debt. And, yeah, you know, this Ron Paul, bless his heart, because, you know, if he was running for president out of the potential candidates, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat, despite the fact that he just infuriates me with his monetary policy, and that he'll get on TV and say, the Constitution says that only gold and silver can be legal tender. And the Constitution does not say that. It says that that's one of the prohibitions for states, because when the Constitution was made, there was a monetary chaos because each individual state was chartering their own state banks, and those state banks, each individual bank was printing their own money, and so the quantity was completely out of control. So the Constitution, you know, tried to put a stop to that, and it did put a stop to it. But in fact, you know, any state that has ever paid its debts in gold and silver coin, no, it's just been completely ignored, because the main purpose of it was not to make them pay in gold and silver coin. It was to make them stop printing money. So, you know, bless his heart, Ron Paul's a good guy and all that, but he and this whole Austrian economic theory have just so blinded people for the last 30, 40, 50 years. It's going to take, you know, probably another several years before we finally get them to crawl back in their holes to enough of an extent that we can really start to influence a massive number of people. And like you said right at the top of the show, you know, it's I'm tremendously hopeful. I've never been hopeful. I was just hoping that, you know, we could get this done in my lifetime. I've probably got another 25 or 30 years more on the scene, but now I look at Greece. In Greece, there were 300 seats in the Greek parliament up for election. The pro-European Union, the pro-Euro forces, only gained 156 seats out of 300, just barely a majority.
Okay, we've got a proper comprehensible. We'll be back with Bill Still.
seen how they present force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan states the truth, that there is no higher agency of government which oversees the Federal Reserve. They are the real sovereigns. Well, what are we going to do about that? And we need monetary reform. And the great producer of Money Masters and the Secrets of Oz is on the phone line with us today. So, Bill Still, can you elaborate a bit more into like the debate between the gold bugs and yourself? Have you ever been on a stage where you actually had were able to debate live with, you know, say a Ron Paul or someone of that stature?
No, and I've tried. I met Dr. Paul at a function here in D.C. about 18 months ago, and we talked. And I said, look, I'm about to put out this book, and I'm going to have a higher profile. And why don't we? I don't want to be crossing swords with you. Why don't we get together and talk it over and come to some sort of a consensus that then we can both, you know, always go to that consensus so we aren't always beating each other in the head. And he went, oh, yeah, great idea. Okay, here's my my card. Call my legislative aide and we'll set up a meeting. Well, of course, you know the rest of the story. Nothing ever happened. So, you know, and you, his book, for example, called End the Fed, you know, and you hit it right, the nail right on the head. When I first produced The Money Masters, I wanted a professor of economics to look it over to be sure I hadn't made, you know, incredibly horrible, obvious mistakes. And so I decided, I've been a reporter all my life. I know how to get in touch with university professors. You call the university press office and say, I want to talk to this professor. I've got this documentary. So I decided I'd go for Milton Friedman. So I called the Stanford University press office, and sure enough, a day later, ring, ring, and Milton Friedman's on the phone. And he was very gracious and said, yeah, send me the film, and I'll look at it over the weekend. So I overnighted it to him. Monday morning, ring, ring, it's Milton Friedman. And I'll never forget the first words that came out of his mouth. He said, boy, if you kill the Fed and do nothing about fractional reserve lending, you've done nothing. And that's why I'm so upset about ending the Ron Paul's ending the Fed. And when you read the doggone book, you see it's nothing but fluff. I mean, it's not a good book, and it does not make a good argument. I could make a better argument for him than he does, but the argument is absolutely wrong. If you ended the Fed tomorrow, I mean tomorrow, the Fed dropped into a giant hole on Constitution Avenue and disappeared, nothing would change. It's not the Fed. It's the commercial banks that the Fed protects. Nothing would change. Fractional reserve lending would go on just the same. Their complete control over the quantity of money in the U.S. economy would be just the same. And thereby, they would be the sovereign because they hold the ultimate power. It's not even the Fed that holds the ultimate power. It's the commercial banks that control the Fed.
Yeah, I think the most basic understanding is ultimately if a nation has to borrow money and it's in debt the same way the U.S. was prior to the Federal Reserve on a gold and silver system, if it's in debt, by definition, it's not sovereign. And I think that's just the simplest explanation. How, if we weren't sovereign prior to the Fed, how is ending the Fed going to make us sovereign?
And if you had a checking account with $1 billion in it, would you go to the bank and borrow $100,000 to buy a house? No, I don't think so. The point is that nations don't have to borrow. If they borrow, they're borrowing primarily from banks and central banks, both foreign and domestic. And automatically, as you said so correctly at the top of the show, they automatically cede sovereignty in doing so. Why would you do that? The money power is the most important power of a sovereign. In fact, it is the very definition of sovereignty. And that's why if you go out on the street and you ask the average person, who issues the money in this country? Eventually, they'll get down to saying, well, the government does. That's wrong. But the reason they say that is because they know intuitively that that's the way it should be. Governments should be issuing money without debt in the public interest. They should be making it a level playing field for everybody. We put so much money in the system, then you all go out and through your hard efforts, you know, the harder you work, the better idea you have, the more of these dollars you get to keep in your account. That's the way it should be, an incentive-driven society.
Sure. That's the tough part is the group that's in charge, certainly they know that, I would suspect, intuitive. Do you think that the people in charge, meaning the politicians, that they know that they're just have sold their soul so long ago that it just doesn't matter anymore? Like it's not about what's right. They're just bought because nothing that ever comes forward is less, it's the most tyrannic legislation imaginable every time they have a new vote come up. So it's just so hard to imagine that they would give up, that they would reform the Federal Reserve or just reform the monetary system. It's just beyond comprehension to think that they're going to change that.
Well, you know, I don't think I might be wrong, but I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't think they all know, you know, what the right answer is and they do the wrong thing. I think that they're just completely confused. Now, I know that my own congressman, who is a great guy, his name is Frank Wolf.
We got a break coming up. We'll be back with a long segment. Bill Still.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hour.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
It would be good if the people would get together in the street, in the hood, and start creating their own organic monetary system, such as Mountain Hours. And if you want to learn more about Mountain Hours, go to MountainHours.com and come experience the Mountain Hours Revolution, which is at RockyMountainPuff.com. We've got a three-day event with Adam Kokesh, Sheriff Richard Mack, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks, Tisha Cassida, David Justice, and the music you're just listening to was from the Wandering Monks, who will be performing along with Jordan Page. It's RockyMountainPuff.com. And we are down with the monetary revolution. We're creating a debt and interest-free local currency. We're on with Bill Still. And before the break, Bill, you're getting into you had a friendship with a local congressman, and could you get into that some more, please?
Well, yeah, I don't think these guys are necessarily dark, evil conspirators. Probably some of them are. Some of them understand, but I mean, for example, you have the spectacle right on the internet of the chairman of the House Budget Committee pitching the Republican cause in the upcoming election, saying, Yes, and with our plan, we're going to pay down the national debt. Well, it just shows that the chairman of the House Budget Committee doesn't even understand what the national debt is. He doesn't understand that the national debt is the national money. Every dollar that we were to pay down the national debt with would mean a dollar coming out of the economy. Can you imagine a further contraction of the amount of money in the system at this point, what that would do? It would just be an absolute political non-starter. They might be stupid enough to try it, but they'd certainly undo it once they saw the result.
Yeah, and to that end, like, that's an important topic. Do you believe currently, as I do, that we are undergoing deflation rather than inflation?
Oh, absolutely we're undergoing deflation. In fact, the United States and, in fact, the entire world economy is in a slowly accelerating death spiral right now where there'll be less and less money in every economy. And, you know, the Greeks might have gotten the euro might have gotten by the Greek populace on this occasion, but it won't continue because their solutions are not going to work. The euro is going to eventually die. The European Union will eventually spin apart, and that's all a good thing. We need to go back to individual sovereign nations. That's the only thing that makes the world free. Yes, it's not going to put an end to warfare. There's still always going to be nations grading against one another. But that's merely the competition that makes the world free. And to end that, you have to create this new world order where you can't have any war. That's the whole thing behind it, supposedly. You won't have any war, but you'll have an ironclad world dictatorship. So what's your choice? So also, I've got my video camera running right now, and I've got my yellow Mountain Hour shirt. And so what would you like me to say right now, which I can send to you? I support Mountain Hours, and here's the shirt, and I'm on the Mountain Hours radio program right now.
I love it. How about join the Mountain Hours Revolution?
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
I love it. So it, strategically, as we were just describing, is that we are under deflation, meaning the parasitic users, by cutting off the flow of currency, they've made their debts more valuable by making their debts more difficult to pay. And a strategy that we're utilizing is this hour system is creating this local barter currency similar to the 3,000 local currencies that were existing during the Great Depression. So by introducing more currency into circulation on Main Street, you have more currency flowing, more transactions can occur, and then the people can save their Federal Reserve notes to pay down their debts. So does that seem like a viable strategy, an organic solution to you?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I just learned this last week and included it in my latest Still report on the Internet that this is happening organically around the world. The latest is in Ireland. There's a cash-strapped town in the northern part of Ireland, which has brought back the Irish punt. The Irish punt was the original Irish sovereign money, the punt or the pound. However, it's no longer legal tender, but this one town has said, okay, it can be legal tender in our town, and all of a sudden thousands of punts start coming out from under mattresses, circulating as currency, and it's making Irish TV news. So that kind of strategy works, and you're going to see more and more of it as time goes on, as Federal Reserve notes and other debt-based money systems continue to drain money out of the world economy.
Makes sense. And I just wanted there was. We have a group, it's called Architects and Engineers for Money Truth. It's on just a Facebook group. And I had posed several, asked the group to put forward some questions. And would you be open, there's a variety of these usury-free currencies. And are you familiar with the Unilets or the Lets system?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That's basically, it's an electronic-based hours system. And how about there's another a system is called the Mathematically Perfected Economy by Mike Montaigne.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike Montaigne is a guy I didn't know anything about until about a year ago. The reason he came to my attention was he goes around on the internet saying that in the Money Masters, I stole that concept from him in 1995. I had never even heard of the guy until a year ago. So I don't pay much attention to Mike Montaigne.
Yeah, it's one of these things that as we move forward, we need to create a system, and that's, you know, we're relying upon the politicians and basically the parasitic users to give us solutions that they are never going to do. So we want to affect these things and start just creating them on our own. And by implementing them, then we can show the viability of these systems, because fundamentally, once you fix the monetary system, you can have abundance. And we want to, you know, basically have experts in these fields where we have open debate. And is there like a good venue that you would support where we can debate these ideas in a free forum, you know, in a live debate even?
Well, it would have to be on somebody's show. That would probably be the best thing to do. But like I was saying with the Utah Monetary Reform Act, true monetary reformers do not fear complementary currencies whatsoever. If you read my book, I have a small chapter on that. And the reason we don't is because, number one, it provides a backstop in case Congress or the new monetary authority, which would be controlling the quantity of money. I prefer that come with at least one representative from each of the 50 states so that you have maximally decentralized power involved in actually pulling the levers of controlling the quantity of money. But in any case, we don't fear complementary currencies because if you're reissuing U.S. notes and their electronic equivalents, they're going to have the cheapest cost for use. If you were to, you know, use gold coin as a complementary currency, well, you have to get the gold assay. You know, it has a cost and an inconvenience in use, as would any commodity complementary currency or whatever. So we don't fear it at all.
Yeah, and you know, just as what our movement is with the hours-based system, Denver is starting an hours-based system as well. So with these local organic systems, where the people are actually the backing for the money, their goods and services, we can trade hours. In Summit County, we're up at 10,000 feet in the mountains. Well, we have, let's say, recreation in abundance, and that's why people come here. But we have a very short grow season. So down in Denver, the things that they have in abundance, such as food, effectively our hours of, a recreation and their hours of food are tradable. So this is a means by which the people can organically, without a vote, connect these hours-based systems and become the sovereigns themselves without waiting for the powers that be to change something. Does that make sense to you as a reform system?
Sure, it makes absolute sense to me. I don't, like I said, I don't fear these type of systems whatsoever. Just so long as there has to be one national money that's good for the payment of taxes, and that national money, in order to serve the public interest, has to be without debt basing.
All right. I appreciate that. That feels good, as you know, like, you know, when you're, I just woke up in 08. I mean, I voted for McCain and Palin. And when you get, you know, Bill Still to say, hey, what you're doing is smart and it makes sense. Like, it's like, you know, you feel good. I know in my soul I'm on the right path, but it feels good knowing that Bill Still's a member of the Mountain Hours Revolution. So it's the theory really does make sense. Literally, one of our organizers here went all the way to Ithaca, New York, and he spent hours, mountain hours, in Ithaca, New York. So the hours here work 2,000 miles away, and we're trying to show the viability of this, where we don't have to be slaves. We don't have to wait anymore. We can take action. We can reunite with our brothers and sisters and become sovereign. And over and above that, you know, it makes the politicians recognize that the people aren't just going to submit to this tyranny any longer. And Bill, still, that's just great to hear that support. And what you're saying that the best place to reach you is at billstill.com?
Yeah, right.
It's the best website? Okay, excellent. And what's coming up with regard to your political aspirations? Where things stand there?
I don't have any political aspirations. I just did it because the Libertarian Party is essentially the political core of Austrian economic thinking. It's the political hub of the gold bug system, and I wanted to walk right in there and just see, you know, just like a bull in a china shop, see what the heck I could get into. And you know, I made significant inroads. I didn't win the nomination. New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson did. I can't support his candidacy. I told the Libertarian Party I could not support him if he won the nomination. Because I'm not gonna bash Johnson. I just can't support him. We'll leave it at that.
I've never really heard him talk about the monetary system. Does he focus on it very much?
He doesn't focus on it very much because he doesn't know very much, and what he does know is wrong. If you look at the Still reports, I feature him in three or four different ones, and just use his own inane words when he talks about stuff like, well, the Wall Street bankers didn't do anything wrong. They just made some mistakes, so they don't need to be prosecuted. Well, we just this week saw a major Wall Street banker prosecuted, and he'll be going to jail, and others will soon follow, just as they have in Iceland, just as they will at different countries throughout the world. You know, we're going to track these guys down. We're going to throw them in jail until we reestablish the rule of law. Even though we don't like the law, at least they're going to follow their own rules, and that's that.
Yeah. One of the things I had actually done last week is I'm going to actively try to recruit various activists across the country and people who have the platform of a talk show to start looking into this idea and having them support local monetary systems. Local hours based, and that way we can trade these hour systems from the ground up. That way, regardless of what the powers that be do with the dominant money, we can essentially build an economic arc if we start working on this right now. Is that something? Do you have like a group of activists in your neighborhood in Washington that you kind of interact with that you could perhaps motivate them to start an hours-based system there?
You know, I really don't. I'm afraid I operate in magnificent solitude, pretty much. I'm just one guy. Believe it or not, I do all this stuff on my own, and it's all I can do to do it and keep my head financially above water.
Okay. Can you give me a good historic example of abundance where? Like, for instance, I always think of the Civil War period, but it's a wartime period, so it's not a great example of basically what a sovereign usury-free currency can do to provide abundance for that society. A good example that you can think of?
Well, the very first one I came on, this was years and years and years ago, was Guernsey, the example of Guernsey. And back in the mid-1800s, Guernsey needed... Guernsey, like in Guernsey cows, it's actually a British protectorate, I think is the right word, but it's just off the coast of France. They needed a new market and where ships come in, a harbor, to facilitate the trade of the export of their dairy products. But they didn't have the money because they were very poor. And so what they did, they decided to print their own money. And it would circulate, they were called Guernsey pounds, and they would circulate in parallel, at par with British pounds. And what they were essentially doing was what we're going to do is we're going to print our own money, we're going to pay the workmen on the island with this money, and then we're going to tax the money out of existence afterwards. And that they did that time and time again. And it still works, and Guernsey pounds are still in circulation. And that's why if you look at the Guernsey website, they're very hawkish about, you know, being sure that inflation is in check, or else they'll, you know, tax the excess right out of existence. And essentially all they're doing is corporately agreeing that, yes, we're going to deflate, we're going to inflate the quantity of money and deflate the purchasing power in order to get this thing for the common good, and then we're going to return things to normal. And it works great. And in fact, all of England was built on the tally stick system, which was nothing but a debt-free government-issued money, which worked effectively for over 700 years. And in fact, it only was killed off with the advent of the Bank of England. So that allowed this little nation, you know, without much of anything going for it, rule the waves. Britannia rules the waves, and it was built literally on the back of the tally stick system, a debt-free government-issued money system.
Yeah, I was think of that example of the Civil War. We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Bill Still.
Full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Absolutely. It is completely unnecessary for us to be living under the pain and fear that we live under now. It's all a symptom of the monetary system. It's engineered lack. It's engineered scarcity. It's unnecessary. It's time for the people to stand up, create their own organic monetary systems, cease to be slaves, stand up and grab their own sovereignty. And we can do this by creating organic money in the form of mountainhours.com for our particular solution. But it's a great resource to learn how to do this with your neighbors in your neighborhood. Please come experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. You can spend the local currency and actually see how it works. Go business to business in our directory where you can spend the local currency. And that's what will be happening with our list of VIPs. Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Jovi Weeks. And we're going to have our musical acts of Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. That's Independence Weekend. Go to RockyMountainPuff.com. We're on with Bill Still. And before the break, Bill, I was hoping if you could describe real quickly, during right after the Civil War, the United States reverted to a gold and silver system, and there is a monstrous contraction of the supply of money. And if you can allow that, I believe in your book you describe that as the greatest depression of the United States.
The post-Civil War depression where money over a 30-year period was reduced by, I believe it was 84% or something, 87%. It was a horrible depression, but it was completely engineered, just like you said, to where the United States monetary quantity was reduced to but $7 per capita. So it was a horrible depression. And despite that fact, because we were producing so much stuff and growing westward, that still the country tended to thrive. So, you know, you guys at Mountain, what's it called? Mountain Local Currency? Mountain Hours, yeah. You know, I see a lot of people who get the right solution, but for the wrong reason. But you guys have the right solution for the right reason. I really like the way you're talking about this stuff. And if you'd like to see something about Gary Johnson, you can look at the Still Report number 40, 41, and 45. I looked it up over the break. And, you know, this is the leading cause. Talk about a cause for this generation to get involved with. This is the leading cause, this lack of money, the debt money system, of hunger, poverty, misery, and disease. Certainly that should be enough to get anyone excited about trying to do something good for humanity.
Yeah, that's what gets me excited. And I think I remember reading that in your book as well. It's like, this is the human rights cause of our generation. And I think you expressed it specifically like that in your book.
Right. It'll take a while to catch on. Just like our currency will take a while to catch on. But just like every good idea that's kind of held back for a long time, it's held back, and all of a sudden critical mass is reached. And all of a sudden everybody goes, oh, yeah, well, we knew that all along anyway, and suddenly it exists. And that's the way it's going to be.
Well, I truly appreciate you being on. Bill Still, a follow-up with Bill Still at BillStill.com. Thank you very much. And we'll be taking calls next hour to go over this. And thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as...
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and...